Welcome to Eurofins ViraCore Clinical Diagnostics Podcast, where I'll be sharing up-to-date scientific advances, key diagnostic testing, and our most recent innovations. Last year at ATC 2022, we launched Transplant Radio. We exhibited as our Eurofins Transplant Diagnostics group, which is comprised of Eurofins ViraCore, Eurofins Transplant Genomics, Eurofins Donor and Product Testing, and Eurofins CellTX. We hosted a live Twitter space, broadcasting directly from our booth on the showroom floor. We're looking forward to ATC 2023 this year in San Diego. We'll be in booth 1229. Visit eurofinstransplant.com/events for more information. We'd love to speak with you in San Diego this year at ATC. Stop by and tell your story on Transplant Radio.
This afternoon, we are fortunate to be joined by Mickey Borgendick and Neil Beswick over of Transplant Genomics. And a lot of the conversation this morning has been mostly about kidney, and they're going to kind of walk us through what's going on in the world of liver. So without further ado, I'm going to have you guys kind of introduce yourselves to the listeners and take it away.
My name is Neil Beswick. I'm head of business development, a lot of the future of transplant biomarkers. And Mickey, my colleague here.
Yeah, so I'm Mickey Borgnisch, and I am the product marketing manager here at TGI for the non-kidney organ portfolio.
So Mickey, I know that part of your goal was to come to ATC, and you were looking for as many liver transplant surgeons and hepatologists as you could find. You were trying to uncover some of the challenges in that particular field that we might be able to address. What have you heard so far from the show?
You know, it's interesting, Neil. You're hearing a lot from these physicians. They're talking about they want to get their patients to the lowest immunosuppression concentration possible. They're weaning them down, they're reducing them, but one of the challenges they're having is that they don't have any tools available to them in this space. So as they go to lower the dosage over time, they kind of have to wait and see what will happen to their patients. Some of these hepatologists are talking about the gut feeling they get looking at the liver function tests to see where the patient is going in the future. But there's no real tool targeted at this space for how to improve the long-term outcomes. And liver patients live for a long time.
So let me just take you a step back there. Just a question that occurs to me. Why do they want to lower immune suppression? You know, from the day of transplant, what's going on? Why is that the goal?
Well, so immune suppression is pretty harsh on these patients. You know, you see up to 20% of all patients within the first 5 years of getting their liver graft, they're going to experience chronic renal failure, which is one of the key side effects of many immunosuppressant drugs. About 16% of liver transplant patients end up dying due to malignancy. And the incidence of malignancy can increase by up to 12-fold in a liver transplant after they have that graft put into them. So it's these patients are hurting. There's a burden of the immunosuppression that they're feeling today. And so it's the hepatologist's goal to get them on the lowest therapeutic dose possible.
So I guess from a burden analogy point of view, the lower they can get them as early as they can get them, the burden has the longest, you know, they lower the burden significantly over their lifetime. And then I guess you're opining that potentially that mitigates a lot of these risks of things like malignancy, diabetes, potentially even acute kidney injury and losing that kidney.
Yeah, I think that the lower the concentration, the fewer adverse events the patient will experience. That's the theory anyway.
So, Mickey, what guides a liver transplant clinician today? You know, so they're obviously they're already trying to reduce that dose. What guides them exactly?
So the best have available to them, I believe, is the liver function test, which is actually a panel of biomarkers, so to speak. It's looking at many different enzymes and the way they function in the liver. And the liver is responsible for a lot of things in the body. And so looking at these enzymes over time, including bilirubin, you can see the changes that occur. But it can be a bit of a lagging indicator of injury. So the liver function test will spike after there's been a problem, but not before.
So, yeah, I see what you're saying. So they probably very gently reduce immune suppression. They're hoping that nothing bad happens, and the nothing bad happening, if something bad did happen, you'd see a drop in function, and presumably then you may have gone too far, and that patient is actually struggling with a rejection episode.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So I know that transplant genomics is getting very close to releasing a new biomarker in this space. How do you think the biomarker might be able to help?
So it's interesting. You look at our gene profile in kidney, and what we're looking at with gene expression and rejection is the immune response in a specific organ. And what this means is that when we say that there's no rejection occurring, that the immune system is quiescent, it's quiet. There's no immune activation or inflammation occurring in the kidney that we see with the gene expression profile. So transitioning this to liver and looking at how gene expression relates to the immune response in a specific organ, a negative test indicating immune quiescence would mean that the immune suppression for the patient is adequate.
So this biomarker is looking at it's really listening to the patient's immune system. It's not listening to the organ per se. It's listening to when does that immune system get activated for the first time?
Yeah, it's listening to the patient. And one thing that's great about gene expression is it's this leading indicator of injury. The idea that before you actually see injury in the patient, the liver before the liver function test would spike, before cell-free DNA would increase in kidney, that we would be able to understand what's going on from a gene expression standpoint.
So if you're looking at blue sky and the biomarker was found to be highly useful in the liver community, what do you think that would look like? What would success look like of the biomarker being useful?
So now we're getting into the holy grail target of what we would love to see happen in liver, and that's tolerance. And there's a bit of a, you know, could you withdraw immune suppression? Is that something that is feasible? And the liver is a very unique organ in many ways. And this is absolutely just dreaming or hoping for the best thing that could possibly happen with this biomarker.
So what percentage of patients might have the potential to be?
From the reading I've done so far, we're thinking maybe 20 to 40% of patients could be tolerant. At least that's what the data today suggests that we've seen published.
So if I understand, if we bookended this this argument here, you'd really say that at one end of the spectrum, it could be just taking whatever an immune suppression regimen is and dropping it lower than they are comfortable with the current metrics, right down to the advanced potential of can you actually withdraw immune suppression completely and completely mitigate the risk of those medications.
I think you've nailed it, Neil.
Okay. When do you think this biomarker would be available?
We're hoping to be commercially available by the end of this year, and we'll be moving forward, hopefully getting some clinical data. And I think that's going to be one of the things that we are, as we're moving towards the full commercial launch of this product, it will be who's willing to start with this product as we're doing these clinical trials and who's going to wait to see what the clinical data says before they're willing to fully take it on.
So prior to a new biomarker, you'd mentioned liver function tests. Are there any other tests that they tend to focus on in terms of judging the performance of the therapy? I know that they, I know that certainly trough dosage, you know, what are the actual attack levels, mm-hmm. you know, are they in a target zone is utilized? You'd mentioned liver function tests. Is there anything else that you're aware of that might be useful?
So are you trying to point towards different therapies that would to better indicate, you know, just general patient health? Or are we talking about some liver-specific products here?
Yeah, I think that as well as liver function, yeah, there's a holistic, you know, there's a holistic view. There are other products that are attempting to provide a piece of the puzzle. Mm-hmm. I'm certainly aware of Immuno is one that's out there. But I think at gene expression as being potentially very exciting in the community, because that has not been, as you pointed out, it's been applied to kidney, it's been applied to the heart, but it's never been applied to liver, as far as you know, right?
Correct.
So what's the time frame for the new biomarker now? When could liver transplant clinicians start talking to you about this?
Well, if they want to start talking to me about this, I'm happy to have them come by our booth, number 420 here at ATC. And we can have these conversations. We can review at least what's been published so far on what this biomarker is. Josh Levitsky has done, or Dr. Levitsky has done some incredible work on this. We are looking to start clinical trials in the next couple of months and looking towards commercial availability by the end of this year.
So the basic message here is if you've got an interest in biomarker and its potential application to titrate immune suppression, come see us. We'd love to get your views. We'd love to field your questions, and we'd love to get your guidance on how you'd like to be involved.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Thanks, Mickey. I appreciate the conversation.
Thanks, Neil.
Make sure to subscribe to this podcast and follow us on social media to stay up to date on all the latest information. If you want to help spread the word, please give us a 5-star review and tell your friends and colleagues to subscribe too. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, Podbean, and more. With over 30 years of specialized expertise in infectious disease, immunology, and allergy testing for immunocompromised and critical patients, Eurofins ViraCore is committed to helping medical professionals, transplant teams, and reference labs get results faster when it matters most. ViraCore is passionate about delivering value to our clients by providing timely, actionable information, never losing sight of the connection between the testing we perform and the patients you serve.